revenge. Come back again. No, 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 not a second time.
Fab Four from Liverpool, eh? The Beatles, Not the Second Time. And before that we had Carole King from 1962. It might as well rain until September. Well, it is going to rain until September. There seems to be little doubt about that. We aren't having any summer this year, especially on Sunday afternoons. What was I going to say? It seems to be rain, and I've noticed this particular pattern actually over the weekend. It always seems to be, if it's going to rain, it always rains on Sunday, and it's usually reasonable weather on Saturday. It's very rare that it's the other way round, raining on Saturday and sunny on a Sunday. So for some mysterious unknown reason, that seems to be the case. It seems to be rather rainy most Sundays, especially this particular year, when we don't seem to be having any summer at all, really. Been trying to figure out the reason for this, why it seems to always rain on a Sunday, and it's often not too bad on a Saturday. Maybe it's people's mood, maybe everybody's mood changes, and maybe that affects the weather, because maybe the days of the week affect people's state of mind and people's mood, so perhaps that affects the weather. That's about the only explanation I can think of. I haven't been able to cue the record on the left-hand turntable here, as the needle's slightly bent. But anyway, I'm going to play one from 1965 from the Searchers, uncued. So it should be starting in just a moment.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag and a petticoat and vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a fop with chips. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said what you need is love potion number 9.
And it's so cold and lonely here without you.
Record now going out for all the lads in Walton. Indiana Wants Me, R. Dean Taylor. Must apologise for the record jumping due to a bent needle.
I hope this letter finds its way to you. Forgive me, love, for the shame I put you through and all the tears. Hang on, love, to the memories of those happy years. Red lights are flashing around me. Get up, it looks like they found me.
This is Radio Merseyways, 244 meters, 1233 kilohertz, and the medium wave band. With me, Bert Williams, taking you through till 5 o'clock this afternoon. That was R. Dean Taylor from the late 1960s, Indiana Wants Me. Rather interesting sort of story there, especially for all the lads who may be listening in Walton about Indiana's. No, not Indiana. R. Dean Taylor's confrontation with the law. And he sings quite a few interesting things. Anyway, as I was saying, this is Merseywaves, 244 metres. Also on 305 metres in the medium wave band. Anyway, the thing is, I should emphasise that the 305 metre transmission is a temporary situation at the present time. And the reason for the 305 metre transmission is that I wanted to carry out some tests around the free between 300 and 350 metres in the medium wave band for various technical reasons. So that's the reason for the 305 metre transmission. And it will in fact be covering some areas better than the 244 metre transmission is, especially in the southward direction at the present time. We'll be getting slightly better coverage southwards on 305 metres. However, as I said, it's merely a temporary thing, and also the quality isn't too good due to a slight technical problem with the link-ups. There isn't actually a technical problem, there's more of a practical problem in relation to the geographical location of the transmitters. Swinging Blue Jeans now, from 1964.
You all of my
Donna Summer, Love to Love You from 1977. We're going to have another one now from the Swinging Blue Jeans from the same year, 1964.
Well, come on and love me, baby. It could never be wrong. It's alright. each other's love without thinking anymore, forgetting to give back. Isn't it a pity? Some things take so long.
George Harrison there from 1970, from a double LP he released in 1970. All Things Must Pass, the title of that one, Isn't It a Pity. 3:32 is the time, I should say, here on Radio Mersey Waves on 244 metres. Also on a temporary basis, we're on 305 metres. I've been doing some engineering tests, and 305 is the wavelength. However, unfortunately, the quality is not too good on it due to a problem linking the two transmitters together because of the geographical difference in position. So, as I said, these transmissions on 305 metres are on a temporary basis, but we will be continuing probably for the rest of the day on 305. Not too sure about next weekend. I may not decide to have the 305 metre one on if I can't make some improvements on the quality on it. But I said, as I was saying, the reason for the slight lack in quality is due to a link problem, linking the two transmitters up together. It's not basically a technical problem, it's more of a practical, geographical type of problem. We're going to have another one now from The Shadows from 1962.
For me. Oh baby, I'm gonna miss
Donna Summer there from 1977, Love's Unkind. This is Radio Mersey Waves, the continuing sound of free broadcasting and free radio, free pirate radio to Merseyside, Northwest, North Wales and beyond. I'm Bert Williams, taking you through till 5 o'clock when we have the Top 40 show. And as I said, we're also, in addition to 244 metres, we're also broadcasting on 305 metres on a temporary basis. The reason that it's temporary, basically, is we're only getting a modest, a modest extra amount of coverage on 305. But I haven't looked into it fully yet. I haven't completed the actual range tests and measurements regarding 305 yet. Anyway, I'm going to have a little bit of the Beatles now from the Abbey Road LP, a few tracks from this LP, and this is side two.
Save me not to
to me. I need you now, so desperately. What good is fame? It's just a game. I'd give it all to be the same. Backstage, I wait now, hoping I'll see your smiling face waiting there backstage for me. Your smiling face waiting backstage for me.
Gene Pitney there, backstage. When was that now? I'm trying to think when that one was from. I think it was 1967, that particular one. Backstage from Gene Pitney. 4 o'clock is the time here on Mayor's Waves on 244 metres. Shortly, I'm going to be giving you some information on developments in the radio scene and field throughout the country. That'll be in about 10 minutes or so, 5 or 10 minutes. In the meantime, I think it's time for the station theme now here on Mayor's Waves on 244.
You're in tune with the home of good music on the quality sound of Radio Mersey Waves.
Mersey Waves signature tune, theme tune here on Mersey Waves. And in spite of the fact that possibly a few DJs and a few people on the station don't think all that much of it, we will be keeping it. That's the way it seems, because nobody's presented a realistic alternative. And I can't quite think of a realistic alternative. We've had it since the station started. And although it's a bit slow, I think it's a very good particular tune myself.
Radio Mersey Waves.
So that's our Mersey Waves theme tune here on Mersey Waves, and we play it on the hour, every hour. We're going back now to, when is it now, 1964 with the Searchers. What Have They Done With The Rain is the title of this particular one. Or incorrect when I started my show this afternoon. So let's see if I can just get it right now, if you'll just bear with me for a moment.
Dark night driving through the pounding rain. I gotta see Jane. Chew wipers swishing, splashing, calling out her name. Just gotta see Jane. I left her arms to find my way, to find a place for me. in the world outside. I wasn't alive, I could not survive. The frantic pace, the constant chase to win the race turned my heart cold inside. I've gotta find what I left behind. Red light, green light, speeding through the dark night, climbing through the pounding rain.
Some information on some slight slight developments in the radio field. Not very interesting, rather boring junk in fact. And that is that apparently the government have decided to introduce a 2-year experiment in community radio, which has nothing to do of course with pirate radio or stations like Mersey Waves at all. And apparently the purpose of the 2-year experiment is to test the viability and scope of different types of financing methods and different types of community station. Paul J. Mouse has said something on his show about this just before me. So what they've done is they've allocated about 20 areas, I think it's about 15 or 20 areas throughout the country for an experimental license, and in fact Wirral is one of them. And what the situation will be is there isn't one for Liverpool, but there is one for Wirral, and it'll be on VHF FM only. With a maximum power of 10 watts. That's 10 watts. What's that now? Let's try and think. That's about twice the power of a CB car radio. So it's not going to be an overwhelming signal, is it really? In fact, if any pirate like us should come on next to it or near to it, I think it'll just go up in a puff of smoke. So anyway, 90% of these community stations will be at a maximum power of 10 watts. That's 10 watts, twice the power of a CB. The licenses won't necessarily be renewed at the end of the experiment. They'll be renewable every year. And there will only be one available in the Merseyside area, and that's for Wirral, the Wirral Peninsula. A maximum power of 10 watts, VHF FM only. And the government does not welcome applications from anybody that may want to present popular types of programs or top 50 type music. They only welcome applications from people with specialist, would want to present specialist type of programs, which doesn't include music. Music's got to be very low on the list of priorities. In fact, you're not likely to get a license or get the license if you say you want to start an all-day music station, because an all-day music station is out of the question anyway, because apparently the Phonographic Performance Limited has a stranglehold on all broadcasting in the UK, with the exception of stations like Mersey Waves and other pirate stations like Radio Caroline. So they got a total stranglehold, and apparently the maximum needle time is 9 hours in any 24. And any station like an IVA station, like Radio City, has to pay performing the pornographic. This is sort of a similar sort of word, isn't it? I suppose you could call it Pornographic Performance Limited, but actually it's called Phonographic Performance Limited. And they extract the juices out of the IBA stations or any other legal stations. Well, there's only the IBA and the BBC, actually. But the new victims were those that try to get a community radio license. There won't be much music, actually, so obviously anybody who gets a license for one of these stations, making up program content will be obviously one of the biggest hurdles with it. Well, see if I can readjust that. It's jumping again. We've got a slightly bent needle here. I'll miss that one out because I've played that before. Anyway, the other interesting information is that there is supposed to be a clampdown coming on pirate stations like Mersey Waves by the authorities in the not-too-distant future. Apparently, the Department of Trade and Industry is switching its attention from interference to TV and radio reception, switching their attention to the problem of what they call pollution of the airwaves. That means pirate radio stations like Mersey Waves, and the elimination of this. So, a possible clampdown coming soon. But quite frankly, myself, I don't think they're going to make any significant... It doesn't seem very likely. I mean, it is possible. Anything's possible in this world, but it seems not very likely that they'll make a really significant impact on stations like Radio Mersey Waves. Because the thing is, you see, they have to use bus transport, you see, this is the problem, because there's so many government cutbacks, they're cutting back on everything. The limit is, you see, to bus transport, so we only have to look out for certain bus numbers, and that's it. We know exactly where they are. Anyway, there is supposedly going to be some in London and Manchester. There's going to be a bit more power allowed. There's about two or three licenses available. One's in the Shetland Islands, one's in Manchester, and the other's in London, which will permit more than 10 watts of power. It's about 100 watts, in fact. So what then stations will be like, I don't know, but I can imagine it'll be a right headache for anybody trying to run one of them, because he's going to have so many problems with the business and organisation side and trying to make ends meet, because it's certainly not going to be able to make much profit out of it, because of the programme content. They're not going to be able to attract many listeners. In other words, it's all going to be talk about uninteresting, vague subjects, maybe gardening. That might be one of the highlights, one of the upper sorts of things you might hear about. Possibly the mineral contents in the soil might be another subject for discussion on these type of community stations when they start. But you won't be hearing many in Merseyside, because there is only one in Merseyside, and that's going to be available for the Wirral. Who will get it remains to be seen, doesn't it? It's a bit of a... probably be some community organisation. So, I'm playing some Shadows anyway, backing music at the moment. As I can see, the community radio business is a whitewash job. It's going to give the government some excuses for raiding the pirates, I suppose. We'll give them excuses for taking large quantities of equipment from those easy marks, not like Mersey Waves that they may raid up and down the country. Because some are actually easy marks. They're very easy to find, actually. I've tracked a few down, actually, out of interest, just to see where they're coming from and what sort of setup they've got. Anyway, let's get back to some music now, here on Mersey Waves. Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch, with one from the late 1960s.
The hustle, bend it, bend it. two,